This is Sports Talk with Joe Smith, live from Yogi's Grill and Bar at the corner of 10th and Indiana. And now, here's Joe Smith.
So it's a familiar face rejoining a familiar team as the semi-pro Indiana Football Cutters welcome the return of Eric Anderson to the fold as head coach in 2017. Coach Eric guided the Cutters to the 2013 Interstate League title, if you'll recall. We do, because it was a night of celebration right here at Yogi's. The semi-pro locals just finished their 10th year of existence, having won along the way in a decade three league championships, and since it's beginnings in 2007, the nonprofit corp recognized certainly as not only one of the best in the state, but certainly one of the best semi-pro organizations in the Midwest. The Cutters board will be wrapping up its winter meetings here at Yogi's a little bit later tonight. In addition to Coach Eric Anderson returning, the 2017 Cutters will be joining the Mid-South Football Alliance, which brings together new challenges lying ahead for the year ahead. The MSFA, comprised of 20 teams, will be playing out of, two conferences of 10 teams, two different divisions, teams comprised right here in Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee. So a nice touch there. Tonight we'll touch on the new look, a glance back, and a glance ahead to 2017 on an Indiana Football Cutters night. Tonight, we're live from its home base here, Yogi's Sports Bar and Grill. Well, our Tuesday night home away from home here, and I tell you what, ordering from Yogi's just got even easier. Go to www.yogis.com or download the app. You can browse our menu, place an order for carryout. You can pay online, and your order will be ready to pick up at your predetermined time. One of the new slants and features of Yogi Sports Bar and Grill. And that's our home away from home, as I mentioned, here at the corner of 10th and Indiana. Along with our producers, Will Boatman, high atop our One City Center studios downtown. On-site producers, Joanna and Mike Glasscott, and all of our sponsors. Hi again, everyone. Joe Smith. Well, there's an old saying, Eric Anderson, that change is good. And change was good when you, a couple of years ago, elected to come on board as head coach of the Cutters. You've been busy on the high school beat since. But first of all, my friend, welcome back to Yogi's and welcome back to the Cutters, huh?
Yeah, thank you, Joe. I appreciate it. Really excited about being able to be back. Love Bloomington, love the Cutters. So really excited about 2017.
Well, tell us a little about what you've been doing. You've been, I know, still dealing in football. Tell us what's happened since you guided the Cutters to that 2013 crown back a couple of years ago.
Been up at Bishop Chatard High School in Indianapolis, inside linebackers coach, helping with the defense. A lot of great experience up there, a lot of good times.
Well, and you had a pretty, Chatard, and you had a coaching change here just, hours ago, really, or a day ago, the veteran head coach, your boss?
Yeah, Coach Lorenzano decided to retire. He'll go unmatched. There's big shoes to fill there, there's for sure.
God, he was there, three decades or so?
Something. I know 34 years total. I think most of it was at Chatard.
A lot of state championships, and you got involved with one at the 3A level, didn't you? Talk about that experience.
Oh, that's awesome. Lucas Oil, good time. Really, it just comes down to the players. You know, you get awesome players, awesome commitment, and that's what it's really all about.
You know, when we had John, and of course we had John Daly during the summer season on our reports once a week, Eric, just talk a little about the semi-pro level and how much it means to you as you go back a few years and you began, if you will, your affiliation with the Cutters.
Sure. Well, first of all, it's a great way to get experience as far as coaching's concerned, but I think what really stands out is just the family and the friendships you make with the players, with the staff members, the board. Just really comes down to family, and that's kind of what drew me back.
Well, and it is, and you're a kind of a player's coach anyway. You're close to the game, obviously. You're not some, old codger like me coming in, getting a group of guys together on the semi-pro level. They respect you, and they love to play for you. And that was the key to success.
Yeah, it was. I think it really comes down to everyone respecting everyone. I think that's what really is the best formula for semi-pro success, is you respect the players, they respect you, and we do it together.
going back a couple of years, talk to me if I've got to go back to my old files, but I certainly remember the team, and it was the Interstate Football League,
That's right. Yeah.
Just talk about the experience and the journey of that championship year and some of the keynote key line players, and a couple of them are in this room tonight.
Absolutely, yeah. We started early that year, and as we do every year in January, takes a lot of commitment in the off season as far as workouts and 7-on-7 workouts. And when it comes down to it, it really is just a commitment from the players. Nick Land, Justin Ferguson, Bob McGuire, to say a few. Seth Mackin is here tonight. A lot of good players on that team, but I think it came down to being a team when it was all said and done.
And, of course, it was a championship year. What were some of the keys? I mean, you look back, offense, defense, I have to recollect. I would assume you're high on the defensive side of the ball. Let's start there, and if memory serves me correct, the Cutters were very stingy defensively that championship year.
Defense was what we were made of that year, absolutely. I actually, with the Cutters, do kind of swing to the offensive side more. We very heavily involved in the defense, but really I'm an offensive guy. When it came down to it, though, the front seven that year and the defensive backs just on the same page, flying to the ball, playing team defense is really what was the difference in the end.
Yeah, and offensively, who were some of the offensive players? Refresh my memory there.
We had that whole year, we had Robbie Colon and Julian Hopkins play quarterback most of the year that year. Cleandre Robinson, I believe was his name. Cleandre Ross was a running back in the championship game that had an unbelievable game. Jared Goins was one of our tight ends, played really good. Shawan Gray played a lot with the Cutters over the years. He was one of our big receivers. And then a former IU player, Jakeen Gilmore, you may remember.
Oh, yeah.
Was a big part of that team as well.
Yeah, and I remember Robbie Colon, and he wasn't all that big, but he played with a lot of heart, and we never could get, even after that year, could keep him healthy. He's had his battle with injuries and what have you. And that's always, you talk about the commitment, and that's always a fear that you have. But, when we've had those injuries, the Cutters have been right there helping the players with the problems and the medical people that attend the game. That's what makes this organization one of the better ones.
Yeah, you don't see many semi-pro teams with a trained staff as far as when it comes to medical and training, and that's a huge advantage that we have, definitely.
Well, tell me, and Eric Anderson joining us as he returns. You're kind of like the Mo Moriarty of Bloomington South, Eric, coming back for your second stint. And Mo had a pretty good couple of years since he's been back. I think the Panthers, well, beat Castle and added the regional before a real tough Columbus East team took him out. So he's back, and they got some players lined up for 2017, the year you'll guide this team. You'll be the predecessor. See, you take care of the championship in the summer months, and then Mo will take care of it in the back. But what excites you about your return coming back with the opportunity to go? And this new league on paper, it looks intriguing to me.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest things that excites me. We're going to get to play a lot of good competition, not just in Indiana, the surrounding states, and that just makes it fun. If it was easy, it wouldn't be fun. We want the competition. We want the challenges, so we're real excited about that.
Well, and as we said, it's going to encompass teams. The Cutters division, and we're going to talk with president of the organization, Stephanie Smith, and also Jim Allen with us, game day operations. Well, he carries a lot of hats with this organization, and as I say, they'll be holding their board meeting and wrapping up some loose ends a little bit later tonight after we leave the air. But Cincinnati, Louisville, Evansville, the Cutters, and a team out of Indianapolis. So that looks pretty good in that regard. Well, we want to talk more with you because, as you said, there has to be commitment, and also next month is January, and January is a key month for your organization. It was a few years ago when you went all the way. So I know you got some thoughts and comments. Want to get those? We'll talk more. Have a couple of Cutter players on a little bit later. We're talking about the 2017 Cutters. Head coach Eric Anderson back in the fold. A new football a league for the Cutters. The Mid-South Football Alliance ahead as well. And we'll have all of that and more. It's a Cutters night. We're live tonight from Yogi's. Back in a couple of minutes. Welcome back, everyone. Yogi Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 10th and Indiana. By the way, the holiday's just around the corner, and, well, coming soon, Yogi's holiday party menu. So let them worry about the food and drink, and you take care of your families and friends. All you got to do is contact them, drop in, 323-9644, area code 812, of course. Yogi Sports Bar and Grill, and it's been our home away from home for several years now. We're talking Cutter football as Eric Anderson returns as the head coach for 2017, and the Cutters in a brand new league starting next year. Actually, it will be starting when they kick off the winter happenings. That's where it starts for the winter training for the Cutters, the Mid-South Football Alliance. You know, I think back, Eric, as we pick back up the conversation, your turnout during those years you coached here, the Cutters, you know, for semi-pro football, the numbers were outstanding here.
Yeah, we have a really good advantage. The location allows us to pull players from Indianapolis, Bloomington, of course, Columbus, Terre Haute, even have a few guys further south. So it's a really good location for semi-pro talent.
Yeah, they had some, what was that, Martinsville? We got the suburbs, the area counties around, in and around Bloomington come down and play and be part of it. Okay, I know you got a game plan away from the game plan. Before the X's and O's, tell us a little about how January 2017 will start the whole new process again for you.
Sure. Right in the middle of January, we're going to start our player ran workouts. I will be present at some of those, but we find that when our leaders and our captains run our workouts, we get a lot more out of it. So we'll do that in January. That'll run us all the way up to late March, and then we will have a skills combine where we'll, you know, have everybody together competing on April 1st, and then regular season practices start right after that.
Yeah, it looks like basically the same schedule, although you're in a new circuit, you know, with the number of games to be played. And you were telling me hopefully, well, we'll look at some preseason games maybe in May. Take us through that.
Yeah.
What do you know about the schedule?
Sure. I know we'll play 10 regular season games. That's about all I know. They're about to have their scheduling meeting, I think, in January as well, so we'll know more as that goes. I do know the one of the teams out of Indianapolis, the Outlaws, is one team in our schedule and be on our conference. They'll be a really solid team. A couple teams near Evansville, Louisville, and maybe one out, I think you said maybe one out west in Cincinnati, right?
Yeah, Cincinnati, yeah. Louisville, Evansville, here, of course, and Indianapolis there. So they're targeting the first week of June then for the start of play?
June 3rd will be the opening week. We're going to try to do a preseason game in the middle of May so we can figure out what we need to work on and you'll have about a month to work on it before we kick off on June 3rd.
I know that Stephanie, and she's going to be joining us here in a bit after we take our next break, and Jim Allen on the board of the Indiana Cutters Football Club. Talk to me a little about, you know, are things going to – how about your coaching staff? Is that still far away, or, you know, do you have an idea of who you'll be kind of, you know, extending your hand to?
Sure. We definitely have an idea. I don't want to say names yet because
sure.
Just like the players, you know, guys we reach out to have jobs, have families, so they got to make sure it's good, you know, with their commitment. But looking at a coaching staff of probably 4 to 5 guys, which would be really good to work together and move forward with, you know, 4 or 5 guys that are all on the same page.
You know, another thing, too, and Steph and Jim will address this, the Cutters have been very good reaching out to the community, too. And I know, thinking back a couple of years ago, how important that was for the Cutters themselves to get involved with the maybe a youth clinic or really becoming part even more of the community. That's important, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Being a nonprofit organization, that's one of the main things we want to do. Not only give, you know, young men a chance to play football, the game they love, but, you know, contribute to the community. We think that's very important.
Well, it's great to have you back, and you'll still be – are you be coaching Chatard still too?
Yeah. Yeah, at this point, yeah. With Coach Lorenzano retiring, there's some pieces to be moved there. But if they have me back, I'll definitely be doing both.
Well,
the flexibility of semi-pro allows me to do that, but the cutters will definitely be a priority.
Well, and we understand that, and that's why they brought you back, a player's coach, highly respected by the guys that played with him for a couple of years and for the champions that they were in 2013 and 2014 in the Interstate Football League, all part now of the Mid-South Football Alliance coming up for the cutters. Well, we know you have some new faces, some old faces, and we'll be talking to a couple of board members. My friend, you know where we always are. This is your home base anyway, the Indiana Cutter, so we will be having a lot of conversations. So it's great talking to you again, and the best of luck in 2017.
Same here. We are looking forward to it and really excited.
Eric Anderson, the head coach, returning for the Indiana Cutters. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation. Stephanie Smith, Jim Allen will join us. We'll get the inner workings on why the move to the Mid-South and a few other notes and quotes when we come back on Cutters Night. You're listening to a Football Tuesday. We're on Sports Talk live from Yogi's. Welcome back, everyone. Cutters Night tonight as they embark with a coach that guided them to a championship in the Interstate Football League back a couple of years ago, Eric Anderson. We thank Eric. It's good seeing him. Robbie Colon has dropped in. We'll talk to him. Nick Land, I see, is out in the audience tonight, a couple of mainstays. He never gets old. He gets better with age. Colon is healthy. He doesn't have anything wrapped or anything that I can see. So he's fit as a fiddle, and we'll talk to him in a second. But Stephanie Smith, the president of the organization, along with her right-hand man, Jim Allen, who at one time coached the Cutters, has been active in semi-pro football for many decades. Jim's on board with us. And Stephanie, we'll talk to you first and talk to Jim as well. Jim takes care of the game day operations, but you're the kind of the nuts and bolts. What prompted and how excited are you to see the Cutters yet take another step towards a new chapter in their life, if you will?
I'm very excited. I'm super excited that Eric is back. He really helped bring all these kids together as a family and brought in the brotherhood. And, of course, I'm mama, so I like my boys. And this is kind of a little bit of a step up for us, kind of going outside of the state of Indiana and broadening our horizons a little bit, but I'm looking forward to it.
Well, and you brought up that word, and we weren't 5 minutes into the interview with Eric, and he talked about family. I asked him, you know, what do you recollect from, you know, the players and the organization, and he mentioned that. But that is so vital, is it not? Especially for a nonprofit group that plays a sport with a lot of guys involved.
That's right. They're all brothers. They're in there in the trenches together, and they work hard, they play hard, and I'm happy to be among them.
You know, since you've really been involved with Indiana Cutters football, take us through the timeline and just how successful. I mean, I mentioned it right at the top, but, you know, I think, you know, there may be some people out there totally unaware how successful the Cutters have been down through the, this past decade. Talk about that.
Well, we've won 3 championships with the IFL. That was when we were in the Interstate Football League. We have a 75% winning percentage over the last 10 years. So we're always, you know, always have a good season. And we've gone for championship 3 other times. So we've made it to the finals at least 6 times.
And it's not like holding a draft or, having a lot in the bank to pay these guys, because that's, you know, I've always talked about this level of football. And I'm going to talk to Jim about it, too. It's for the love of the game.
It definitely is for the love of the game. They don't get paid. None of us get paid. But you have to love it to do it, and obviously I do. This is going to be my 6th year.
Well, and, you know, that's what makes it a neat story, because there are people behind the scenes, and like you say, you're not getting paid. Jim isn't getting paid. Talk to us about the organization of the board and its inner workings and how important that is to the success, if you will, behind the scenes.
We are a board-run team instead of an owner-operated team. So I am the president of the team. Ken Sirik is my vice president this year. Of course, we have Jim as our game day operations director. John Sheehan is back on our board this year. We have some player reps that are here today, Javon Ivey and Nick Land. And we're really happy to have Stephen Staub coming back to us. He was an intern last year, and he's going to be our director of interns this year on the board. So we're expanding our board a little bit, and just 2017 looks to be a really great year.
Yeah, and we were trying to get a timeline from Eric just a second ago. From a board standpoint, what's your timeline now? As you, this is as good a start as any, making people aware of what you guys are doing in 2017. But talk about your timeline.
Well, we have a board meeting after this, and then I and Eric will be traveling to Louisville for our league meeting, which is coming up in January. And that's where we'll find out more about our actual schedule and who all the other teams are and the other conferences in the other divisions.
You know, and we mentioned it too with Eric, Stephanie, and Stephanie Smith, the president of the Indiana Cutters, embarking in this brand new endeavor of theirs, the Mid-South Football Alliance, down through the decade. It's been a vital cog, too, of getting involved and giving to the community. And, you know, you've always kept ticket prices low. You've always tried to have added features at the game. How important is that, and how has it worked in your regard?
It's very important. We want to interact with the community as much as possible, and that's why we have Jim. Last year, he did a wonderful job with we had a couple of benefit games that did really well. We were really happy to have Jake Dodds do a concert for one of our games. And we had the burn camp. We had a benefit game for them. The boys actually go out and toss the ball around with some of the burn camp victims and get to know them and get involved that way too. So we're doing as many things as we can to stay in the community and give back to the community.
Talk to me a little about you certainly extend your hand toward sponsorships. Talk a little about that. I mean, we just I know Sheehan's full of dough. He's got a lot of money, but he can't fund everything. But how's that going to work? And how has it worked to your benefit down through the years, Stephanie?
Well, last year we did really well. We had a really good fundraising year, so we actually get to start out this year in a good position, which I think is the first year we've done that. And that gives us the opportunity then to go out and look for more fundraising events that we can hope to have in the future. Like I said, with this new league, we're going to be traveling a little bit more, and we always do it in style with a nice big bus, and we provide that for the players. So we will have to raise a little money this year, and that's why I've got Jim.
Well, I tell you what, with I-69, I went to Castle here a couple of weeks ago and, put it at 80 and adios amigo, and you're in Evansville in about a quick hour and 40 minutes. Well, stand by. We want to ask you some more, but we do want to talk a little to Jim Allen. And Jim, it's just great having you continue to associate with Summer Pro Football. Just for the people and everybody in this room knows you, but how many years is this going to be now, just hanging around and doing what you do and doing it well?
Well, this will be my 11th year. I helped start the Cutters their first year. They went to Final Four that year, and I was the coach that year. Then the following year, they won their first championship. And I've been all around Indy area, and I've got to see how different organizations do things, and so that's why, this year I'm really looking forward to having Eric back. I'm looking forward to doing some different things with sponsorships. Maybe bring somebody in to work on sponsorships for us. Our first year we had a band at the games. We're going to try to go back to that. We're going to try to have another cheer squad for the guys. And if you look out here and look at all these guys around Eric and Robbie and everything, you get the sense this is going to be a special year. I mean, these guys, when our coach stepped away last year, everybody that texted me or sent me a message on Facebook was, try to get Eric. We want Eric. We want Eric back. So, we got Eric. We've got a good board. We've got a good staff. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Jim, you know, you talked about breaking in and being with the Cutters in year one. Talk to me a little about the level of semi-pro football. Obviously, from a local standpoint, we know what the Cutters, they've been playing at a high level. But where is it, and how much has the game improved at that level in the last 10, going on 11 years for you?
I think it's improved a lot, and the leagues have improved. Back in our first year, you would have games where teams would show up with 10 or 15 players. I mean, was what it was. Now you'll have teams that will fold midway through the season. But you got to look at what league you go to. That's one of the reasons why we chose the league that we're going to this year. It's loaded with talented teams who have a track record, who have been around a long time. The fans that come to our games are going to get to see some really good football. I mean, these teams are – every game is going to be a game.
Yeah, and you know, that must be said, too, that there were three different semi-pro leagues that recruited the Cutters to join them for 2017. But when you guys sat down together as a board and took a look-see, you know, give me an overview of what this Mid-South looks like. I mean, we don't have the schedule yet. We kind of have an indication of how tough the teams have been. It looks like a great setup with two conferences that'll make parity, hopefully, from top to bottom.
Well, I know they had a couple undefeated teams last year, and you know we're going to try to give them
another
team. It's a well organized, looks like a well organized league.
Okay.
Stephanie really did a good job on researching it. She knows this league inside and out. And we're not even in it yet. I mean, that is the type of president we've got running this. And the thing about the Cutters, you know, and I've been around, like you said, I've been to Indy, I've been all over the place. But what we want, there's a lot of young players that play high school that they've already played, they think, their last down of football. They haven't. They can come to the Cutters, and they can play football. They can continue playing the game they love. And there's a player fee. Okay, you have to, a lot of people don't realize it, but to operate a team, a semi-pro team, and be a successful team and stay around, it's a budget of like $20,000 to $30,000 a year.
Yeah.
People, when I throw that number out to some people, they're like, you're kidding. No, that's about what it takes.
And it's not going to get any cheaper, is it, Stephanie?
No. Huh? Not this year. It's not with the extra travel that we've added on. So,
yeah
we're going to have to up it a little bit. We actually played the River City Hurricanes. We had a team fold in our league last year,
right.
And the River City Hurricanes filled in and came and played us here, and they're in this league, and they are the ones who reached out to me and said that they would really like for us to join their league down there. So,
well, I tell you rolled an apparent 10 strike here, and you know, Jim, too, we talked to Eric about it, and forfeiting a game has never been a problem with the Cutters.
No.
The numbers have always been impressive. I think when, you know, 40-45 last year, but Eric was telling me back close to 50. Guys want to play.
Yeah. No, we have players who want to play, and we're gonna reach out to the high school area high school coaches this year. And let them know, hey, let your players know. If they're not going anywhere next year, come and see us. Caleb last year.
Caleb Brewer
came in after graduation.
Right.
Oh, what a wonderful kid.
Yeah.
Wonderful young man.
Well, and no better place than Edgewood, North South.
Yep.
To help, like I say, it's not like there's going to be a draft night or a signing night that we'll have here at Yogi's. That ain't how it works with semi-pro football.
Well, we are going to return to Yogi's sometime in January. I'm not sure what the date is. We're going to have a call out meeting or whatever they call it, different things. We want to get all the people who want to play to come in.
Yeah, like an organizational.
Yeah. And if they want to sign their intent to play that night, we'll have it. We're going to watch it. We're going to do it before an IU game, and then we can sit here and watch the IU game together. This is a football family.
Yeah, and it's been used several times, that word, and that has been a key to success. Talk to me what your recollections were and when the Cutters won that very first championship, and you obviously had vivid memories, but there have been so many. But what's been your fondest to date?
The first one up in Kosciuszko County when Brent Slinkard was the head coach, and we were down 9 points with 3 minutes to go. And we went down, we kicked the field goal, we tried an onside kick, we missed it, and instead of running the clock out, they tried 3 straight passes. So we had Ja Gilmore with us, and we wound up going deep to Ja, and boom, we won it by 1 point. I mean, in the last seconds of the game, Ja made a catch, we won it by 1 point.
Now, you were in the same league, but with another team a couple of years ago. You didn't cross paths, though, right? I know where your heart was. Your heart was right here in B-Town in Monroe County, Jim Boy.
In 2009, I left the Cutters and went to the Generals. And the Generals went undefeated that year and played the Cutters up in Indy for the championship. And the Cutters came home 7-6 winners. Izzy Thompson was on that team. And, you know, to this day, I still don't know why I did that. I really don't.
You forgive him.
Oh, we forgave him. We let him come back.
Yeah. But
bread's buttered, you know.
My heart's here with the Cutters, and you know, I would do anything for these guys.
Well, we're happy you're back and in the position you are, and you know that I'll always be here for you. You're sitting and doing something that needs to be done. I'm glad we were able to do it tonight in December before the because January really. It starts a whole new era, does it not, Jeff?
Oh yes. This is we're going to the next level. Let's put it that way. I mean, we are stepping up. We're going to challenge the players, and Eric is like I said. He's a wonderful coach. He knows what he's doing. I expect another championship for Bloomington. Like Stephanie said, this organization has been to 6 championship games.
Yeah,
they've been. The first year was a Final Four game that we should have won, but there was a pile up at the goal line, and Izzy Thompson was 6 inches away from the winning touchdown. And everybody got up real slow. We were out of timeout. So, yeah, that's just the way it goes. This team should – I mean, there's no other team with the record in semi-pro football that the Indiana Cutters has, and there's no other group that's tighter than this team is.
Well, we'll talk to Nick Land and Robbie Colon when we come back just to get their thoughts, and because they've been around Indiana Cutters football for years and championship football. Steph, the best. Thanks for dropping in. Let us know how we can help you.
And
J.A.?
Thank you, Joe, for all you've done.
Happy holidays to you both.
Thank you. Yep.
So, and we'll be back with more Cutter football. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Moving right along, everybody. Tonight, by the way, I don't see any ugly sweaters, but we got an ugly sweater contest tonight here. What I see is all very stylish. Sam Adams Beer School coming up at 7 o'clock right here at Yogi's Sports Bar and Grill. And again, coming soon, Yogi's Holiday Party Menu. So let them worry about the food and drink, and you take care of your family and friends right here at the corner of 10th and Indiana. Well, a couple of veterans joining us. We've had them on the airwaves, Nick Land, since day one back in 07, free safety captain of the defense, if you will, for a decade plus now, and Robbie Colon, who's a quarterback the Cutters over the last couple of years in the various leagues. And guys, it's just great to see you have another opportunity, and we'll talk to Nick first of all, and your player rep. Talk to us a little about, though, the excitement that's in the air that you face in 2017, Robbie, or rather Nick, to get rolling in this new football setup.
Well, we got a new coach, Eric Anderson, of course. He was with us in 2013, 2014, won a championship in his first year. Could have won his championship in the second year. We had a very good team. Real excited about it. New chapter in the Cutters. And everybody's really excited to have him back. We had some difficulty over the last 2 years. So we're excited. Move forward with Eric.
Well, and you move forward all the way to the title that year, you know, and he's a player's coach. That means a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah,
talk to me about that and what you recollect from that. And especially you were on that side of the ball that was so vital and key to that title that year, Nick.
Well, Eric is very good about, you know, interacting with all the players, offense, defense, special teams. He's very involved in everything, and it's not a dictatorship. He wants, you know, players' input. He's a player coach. He wants a team atmosphere. He doesn't want, you know, ruling with an iron fist. He's very understanding, and he understands that this is semi-pro. It's not, you know, the NFL, and you know, he gets along with everybody. He's a player's coach.
Nick Land joining us. You know, I'll just say, I know you played so many different positions in that secondary, and I don't know who owns the Cutters record for interceptions, but I would have to say it was you. I always use that term for the love of the game. What's kept you going so many years, Nick, right here with the same ball club and all these championships?
I'll tell you what, it's the team. It's the players. I mean, the camaraderie I have with these guys, I mean –
You can see it tonight.
You can see it tonight, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I I'm an old guy now. You know, I'm in my mid-30s. I feel like I could be these guys' dads, you know. So, I've grown close to all these guys, you know, Ferguson, Bob, Robbie, all these guys. I mean, they become a second family to me, you know. The coaches, even the board members, you know, and that's why I still do it, is because, you know, when football's done and over with, my career's over with, I still have those relationships with those people, and that's what it's all about for me, you know, building those relationships through football for a lifetime.
Yeah, no question, and the numbers have always been solid, and we don't expect any drop-off there, and as Nick just pointed out, Nick Land, Eric Anderson back, epitomizes the players' coach. Hey, talk to me about your role. You sit on the board as a player rep. Give the listeners an idea what that details, Nick.
So basically my role on the board is to give a player's perspective of, you know, the board will have an agenda, and I'll give the player's perspective on, like, how they would feel about said topic and give my suggestions and then go from there.
Well, Nick, we wish you the best. Looking forward to, hearing a lot of great things about the Cutters, and we're going to bring a guy on that. And I remarked when he walked in tonight, he wasn't wearing a brace. He had no visible tape around his ankles or anything. Robbie Colon, and Robbie, you're smiling, and you tell me you're going to play for 2017. You can't stay away from the game either, can you, my man?
No, not at all. I mean, just to piggyback what Nick said about the camaraderie, the family. Energy that we all have, you know, these guys bring me back every year. You know, no matter what injury, my body's hurting. It doesn't matter. With these guys there, I feel invincible.
What have you been up to lately?
Dojo from 7 to 8 every day. If you hear this, Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, come join us.
And where you guys work out?
At my house in 759 South Garrison Chapel.
All right, so you got there to go right there.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have a call out, and hopefully Stephanie will get that organized sometime in January. Numbers has never been a problem. Give us, outside of the closeness, the family concept, why'd you come on board in the first place, Robbie? Take us back to when you first joined, and you've guided a couple of title teams now.
So originally, I'm from the East Coast, New Jersey. I played football my whole life. My objective was to move out here, get in shape, and try to pursue football at the next level. You know, one thing led to another where, you know, it didn't go according to plan. So instead, I still wanted to play. I was still itching for that. You know, I love this sport so much. I want to pour everything out to it. So. Eventually, I just started meeting the right people. People were telling me, hey, you know, you may want to try out for the semi-pro team that travels out here. You'd probably be a good fit. They're looking for a quarterback. So immediately, I just gravitated toward the guys and haven't looked back since.
Well, you haven't indeed, and it's been a lot of fun. And what are they telling you about this new league concept and the fact that they're going to throw some, pressure on you to run that offense.
These guys know more about the league stuff than I do. My mentality is I'm going to play the guys with the different color jerseys every week. It doesn't matter who comes off the bus or who arrives on the field, where we're going. I have no idea about these names or teams or, you know, what league we're in. Ultimately, I'm here to play football with these guys, and let's man our battle stations and let's go to war.
Well, I tell you, it all starts, and you guys got a jump start. Nick knows what it is. He says he could be their dads. I mean, he's got at least 10 more. I look at you, you're chiseled still, my friend, and that's where it all starts. I mean, you know, you guys have already doing it. You're going to get together with the team starting in January, and that's when, you know, that's an intangible there, isn't it, guys?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
So we wish you well in that regard. Hey, happy holidays to
you
and your families. Onward and upward for the Cutters. Nick Lamb, Robbie Colon, and we'll be back to close things out. A big win for the IU Women Basketball Hoosiers down in Denton, Texas. We'll recap it and close out things. You're listening to a Cutters Night. They're in the Mid-South Football Alliance, live from Yogi's. See you in a couple of minutes. Now, I'll tell you, that was very timely as we come back. And we have more to – we still got about 5 minutes to go, but I want to get to the IU women's game, the women of Terry Moore. And how about those Hoosiers, guys? They beat North Texas 94-64 today as they snapped that two-game losing streak. You know, you heard the spot there, but we're plugging Yogi's for good reason because the holiday's right around the corner. So let Yogi's help with your holiday party this season. They can easily accommodate parties, be it large or small, up to 150. All you have to do, give them a call at 812-323-9644. That's 812-323-9644. If you haven't thought about it, it's a great idea, and it's only the 6th of December. The menu is preset. The person cost is $14.95, so there they are. They're awaiting your call, and, if you hadn't thought about it, think about it. That is for the holidays ahead with you and your friends. No room charge with a minimum, by the way, of 25. So, and today's broadcast is also one of our longtime sponsors, Royal South Toyota. They want to keep local business local, so travel south and leave happy. Royal South Toyota on South Walnut, or go on the web and find them at royalsouth.com. Experience Royal South Toyota today. Well, the IU women win in big style. You know, they went down to Denton, Texas, and that is the hometown of Bree Rickware, who plays for Indiana as a freshman. She scored 5 points and had 5 rebounds earlier today in her homecoming. But they beat North Texas 94-64 to move to 5-3 on the year. Tyra Buss, 21 points, and, another double-double for Amanda Cahill, 15-10, and Alexis Gassian added 15 points, 4 rebounds, and tying a game-high 5 assists. So Indiana wins it, and they'll be back at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall for 3 in a row, starting with Northern Kentucky on Thursday. Tip-off will be at 7 o'clock. And I want to add, too, from the soccer team, the National Coaches of America announcing its all-region teams today, and 3 of Todd Yeagley's crew selected to the All-Midwest teams. Tanner Thompson, Grant Lillard were named first-team All-Midwest region, while Andrew Gutman was named third-team All-Region. Congratulations to those fellows. Lots going on here at Yogi's, and lots going on in the airwaves. Don't forget In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls at 6, and of course the women's basketball game 7 o'clock against Northern Kentucky. By the way, our employee of the week, we've been mentioning Yogi's, and for good reason, and they have a fantastic staff. Patsy Claire is our employee of the week. And a reminder that we have one more show next week. We won't have a show on the 20th because we have a high school basketball Cougar game that night. And as per our dealings over the years, nothing doing, kind of dark over the holidays. So we'll be back on next Wednesday. J.B. Neal, the new basketball coach out at Edgewood, will be one of our guests. So be sure to join us then. Well, it's been fun spending time with the Cutters. Eric Anderson back as head coach, Stephanie Smith, president. Jim Allen, jack of all trades, does everything. Thanks to the players, Nick Lamb and Robbie Colon. And they're in a brand new spanking league starting 2017 Mid-South Football Alliance. We wish them well. That's the show for tonight. You've been listening to Sports Talk on 96.1 News Talk 96.1 AM 1370 WGCL. Good night, everyone, from Yogi's Sports Bar and Grill.